The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 9126025.
This is the Community Garda information slot on Highland Radio. Delighted to say we're joined in studio this morning by Garda Niall Maguire from Milford Garda Station. Niall, good morning.
Morning, Donal.
Good to see you now. A number of items to look at on the programme this morning. And we're going to start with something you don't get very often, and that's a very, very heavy stone crusher taken from the vicinity of Castle Finn.
Yeah, this was taken from right on the border with Tyrone at Fairn, Castle Finn. It's a blue Pegson stone crusher, and it weighs about 42 tonnes. It's, like I say, it's blue in colour. It's kind of like, for anybody that doesn't know what a stone crusher is, it's used in a quarry for basically breaking down rocks and stuff into multi-size different types of grades of stone. Very substantial machine. It's on tracks, kind of like a digger track. Now, unfortunately, this wasn't discovered until very recently, and it was last seen in September. It was in a very isolated rural area, and the owner had it put away there for various reasons, and when he went to check on it there recently, it was gone. So it's an unusual one, but it's again, the proximity of the border would be very concerning there. It would take quite a big lorry and low loader to take this, and somebody with experience to load this thing and take it away. But we're looking into CCTV that's available to us, but it's a very specialised bit of equipment. So the way this will be solved, Donal, will be somebody in the business that has noticed one that wasn't there before. So if somebody has seen someone that has a blue Pegson 42 stone crusher, now they may have bought it from somebody else innocently. So, you know, any time from September last year to now, well, then maybe you could contact my colleagues in Letterkenny here investigating on 074-9167-100, or indeed the Garda Confidential line 1-800-666-111. And I spoke to Grainne this morning, and Grainne Doherty in Letterkenny, and she's going to put a picture of it up on the Garda Facebook page.
Now, the usual line in cases like this is if you've been offered something like this for sale in suspicious circumstances, but the reality is very few people are going to be offered this for sale. I mean, the only people that would have used for this would be people with very specific needs in terms of quarrying, etc. So it shouldn't be, well, one would have thought it would be, as I say, very obvious if one just appears somewhere. But it is, it's certainly an interesting one and a very specific piece of equipment. We'll obviously put that picture up on our own socials as well as soon as Grainne gets up.
There is obviously quite a popular type of crusher. So there will be other ones about. So, you know, we're not going to be pointing the finger at anybody.
Of course,
The particular one would have unique markings on it, and, you know, a lot of them have specific damage on it, so the owner would be able to identify it immediately if he saw it, you know. And we'll be liaising with the owner and to identify any ones that maybe some of the listeners might call in for us, you know.
Another theft, and this is the theft of a vehicle in the vicinity of Bridgend.
Yeah, this vehicle wasn't able to be driven, so it had to be towed away, either towed or put on a trailer. So it was taken from the Ela Business Park in Bridgend between Wednesday the 31st of January and Monday the 5th of January. It's a black Volkswagen Passat, and the partial registration number is FY10X. FY10X, a black Volkswagen Passat, stolen from Ela Business Park in Bridgend. So anybody that may be able to help my colleagues in Buncrana, please contact them on 074-9320540.
Theft of a boat this time from Donegal Town.
Yeah, this was only reported, I think, yesterday. Drumkeena, Donegal Town, between 9 a.m. on Monday the 5th and midnight on Saturday the 10th of February, a small white boat in colour with the inscription Angel Betty along the side. It had a Mercury engine and it was on a little boat trailer. I don't have any better description than that, Donal, unfortunately. Again, Grainne said that she's contacted the investigating guard, and we're trying to get a photograph of that on our Facebook page, and my colleagues in Ballyshannon are investigating that, and they can be contacted on 071 985 8530.
And I suppose really when we're looking at this one, there will be a lot of stuff on trailers in houses, be they boats, be they even caravans, other equipment. And, you know, that sort of thing can be susceptible to theft. And we don't necessarily take all the security precautions we should be with things that are in our driveways.
Yeah, a boat and a trailer and an engine is a high value item. And, you know, we are a coastal community here in Donegal, and every year we have boats and trailers stolen. And unfortunately, it's the ones that are stolen are the ones that are easy stolen, Greg or Donal. They're unsecured. They're not maybe locked away with maybe a camera or a light or a gate or something in front of it. It's just somebody pulling up and hooking it on. And it sometimes can be just a chance crime that somebody's just like a creeper burglary type thing, Donal.
There's going to be more advice on specific boat security that's going to be posted, as you say, on the page a bit later on today as well. Just so people who do have boats, I mean, and I'm sure there are specific measures people can be taking. So a lot of that's going to be put up on the Gaeilge Síochána and Donegal Facebook page later today.
Yeah, because again, boats are the kind of thing that, you know, some people store near the coast and then maybe overwinter them then in their own maybe a house or shed or driveway or whatever. So yeah, there will be a specific advice on the Donegal Gaeilge Síochána Facebook page, and encourage anybody just to subscribe to that page, Donal.
Yeah. To an issue now, and a number of incidents of a very similar nature that occurred on Friday last.
Yeah, this is there's a gang of young fellas that in the wee hours of the morning, Donal, are going around and harassing people by throwing things at their houses. In this situation, they were throwing eggs. Now, they may think this is funny or it's not frightening to people that are living in houses, but I can assure you, Donal, if you're in your bed at 2 in the morning and you hear a bang in the window, you don't know what it is, and it can be very frightening, and it can be very disturbing for an elderly person. But the details are as follows, Donal. The first one occurred at just before 1 a.m. on Friday the 9th of February at Tulnaree area of Carndonagh. Objects were thrown at the bedroom window, and three male youths were captured on CCTV, and they were aged between 15 and 18. And we have that CCTV, and we're examining it, Donal, and comparing it to other CCTV. It transpired in the morning that eggs had been thrown at the windows and walls of the property. And then later on in the morning at 1:50 a.m. at Donna Park, Carndonagh, a number of male youths were observed beside a car parked in the driveway. They left when they were observed, and the resident then discovered eggs and other food stuff on the doorstep and on his car. And then further to that, at Drimdhu Foden, Carndonagh, a resident heard a bang at her downstairs bedroom window, and again eggs had been thrown at the house. So I'm appealing first of all to these young people to catch themselves on, and also if anybody wants to give us the names of these young people, they are welcome to call in to Bunkrana Garda station or make contact on telephone 074 9320540. So we are particularly interested in any sightings or dash cam footage of a blue, silver or silver Jeep in the area. So that's what we suspect these young ones are driving around in. So yeah, again, catch yourselves on, and if we do happen to come across you, you know, you have been warned.
I can put some context on this, because we had a call to the show yesterday, and I was doing the show yesterday, and a lady called to tell us that her mother, at the weekend, and I'm presuming it's the same incident, we didn't give a location, but that her mother at the weekend was in her home alone in the early hours of the morning, and eggs were thrown at the house. And her mother got such a shock and was so scared afterwards that another member of the family has had to stay in the house with her because of the state of agitation she was in since then. And now she actually saw some people outside, again, vaguely fitting the description in this one, but reckoned that some of them were even younger than 15. And there was a couple of young people outside throwing eggs at the house. Some of them, at least, were, she believed, younger than 15. So, I mean, I'm presuming it's the same incident. But, I mean, as I say, that's a lady. Okay, eggs were thrown at the house. As you say, people may think, wasn't that a great joke? Ha ha, let's run away. But since then, since that happened, there's been a lady, an elderly lady, who's had to have family members in the house with her because she's scared.
Absolutely. Well, that's a good point you're making there. You know, I'm in here along with my colleagues every Tuesday banging the drum about burglaries and criminal damage and maybe arson attacks in houses. You know, you can't differentiate between an egg banging against a window or somebody breaking into your house or maybe pouring petrol into your door. you know, so this causes there's a lot of victims, and it can be very serious for somebody. And I just, again, these young people need to stop that.
Let's go to Dunloe and the Cushlocker Community Centre there.
Yeah, it was broken into between 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 6th of February and 9:30 in the morning on Monday the 12th of February. Damage was caused to the lock on the front door of the centre and also to the key safe box. So somebody obviously broke in and were trying to get the internal keys and keys to different things within the centre. If anybody observed anything suspicious in the activity in the area of the centre in the Cushlocker Community Centre in Dunloe, my colleagues in Milford are investigating, and their number is 074-915-3060.
We don't very often get Aaron Moreland mentioned on the slot, but we do have a mention this morning.
Yeah, at Scrag on Aaron Moreland between Tuesday the 6th of February at 9 p.m. and then lunchtime on Wednesday the 7th of February, it was discovered that a Tesla car was parked at a house in a driveway and was badly damaged between those hours. So if anybody is able to help us in relation to identifying what happened there, it's an unusual car for Aranmore. You wouldn't see many Teslas in Aranmore, I wouldn't think. But again, the garage in Milford are looking after at 074-915-3060.
And a Tesla is nothing like an inexpensive car either. I mean, a Tesla is one of the most expensive cars
there's,
on the market at the moment.
Substantial damage run into the thousands on that car, Donal.
Yeah. One of the things that's often highlighted on the slot is the marking of property and the importance of having, and this maybe goes back to what we were saying about boats and trailers and that as well, and there will be a property marking function taking place in the show later this month.
That's correct, Donal. On Saturday the 24th of February between 11 and 2 in the public car park at Buncrana Garda Station, my colleagues will be there to assist in permanently marking trailers, tools, etc. with your air code. The machine that we can be used on all different types of surfaces, including metal, carbon fibre, wood, plastic and even glass. It uses a pattern of dots to mark the property, making it highly distinguishable and easy to return to the owner or the guards, rendering it's unattractive to thieves. So you don't need any appointment. Just turn up at Buncrana Garda Station car park between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday the 24th of February. We'll be delighted to mark your property for you.
And as you said, I mean, you know, things can be painted, things can be disguised, things can be altered, things can be taken away or added to, but that air code stamp is going to stay there, whatever happens.
Yeah, they're covertly and overtly marked. You know, we have a system in place so that if whenever property is recovered by ourselves, we have certain places that we tend to look for possible markings that we've previously done.
A number of members of the force from the Donegal Division managed to avoid a freezing dip over Christmas week because of weather. But they didn't avoid it completely. It was merely a postponement, and it's coming round again. The Polar Plunge takes place this coming weekend.
Well, let me tell you, Donal, a lot of us were freezing over the winter all right now because it was pretty cold there, and we're doing a lot of checkpoints this year. Mm. But none of us jumped in the sea, thank God. But the Polar Plunge, as you said, is on February the 17th in Rathmullen in aid of Space Olympics Ireland. Some of my colleagues and others from other agencies will be there at 2 o'clock, and we're hoping for a bit of support. There's a few other activities that will take place at that day, commencing at midday, some of the activities. So wrap up and come out and support people that are raising money for Special Olympics Ireland.
Mm-hmm. An important one indeed. Something I know Grainne is very heavily involved in, and that's the annual Garda Youth Awards.
Yeah, this is definitely one of Grainne's babies. This is for people aged between 13 and 21 years throughout the county. Grainne is looking for people to be nominated. Young people that have made a difference in their community during 2023. We've always had a very successful nomination process in Donegal and been very successful on the national stage when it comes to these Donegal or these youth awards. All nominees will receive recognition in an event in the future, and we have a date to be decided on that. Winners and nominees will be notified of the details by the organising committee. There are four separate categories. There's an individual award, a group award, a special achievement award and a community safety award. Nomination forms are available at the district headquarters, which are Letterkenny, Milford, Buncrana or Ballyshannon, or indeed you can get it on the Garda Facebook page or by emailing Donegal Garda Youth Awards at garda.ie, or indeed the council have it on their website as well, and you can post them in if you want or return it by email, Mark, for the attention at Garda Grainne Doherty and Letterkenny Garda Station before Thursday, March the 7th.
Niall, thank you very much indeed. A busy one this morning and some interesting food for thought there. Of course, we'll put the whole of the slot back up on our website, highlandradio.com. It'll be up on the Garda Síochána Facebook page as well. And it'll be, of course, the whole show is podcast and rebroadcast on Facebook and on YouTube, so people can go back and listen to all the bits we've discussed. In the meantime, Niall, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
The Community Garda Information Slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, protecting what you value most. Call today and get your zero-wire alarm system from €299. Sheridan Security, 912-6025.